First Peter 2, let's look at that verse 5. It says, "You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Christ Jesus." And that is just, we're going to sit on this for a little bit. We are being built together. We are like living stones being built together into a spiritual house. This little one that we're getting ready to dedicate, she's a little one of those stones. And I suppose I'm a larger one of the stones. But they all fit together and they all have a part. And they're all supposed to be something together. And you know, the truth is that all of us are a part of this thing that the Lord is building, this spiritual house. And this spiritual house that he's building, it's for a purpose. It says, you are supposed to be a holy priesthood. You are supposed to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And it's not just haphazard. He has put us together. He has guided our steps. He has selected us, and he has brought us together, building us into something. And that something is special. But you, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. We are something, and the something we are is important to God. And I'm not talking about as individuals, because we are important to him as individuals, but this thing that we are, this fellowship, this body of Christ, this is important to the Lord. There's things that are supposed to take place as a part of this that is like this big arrow that points to him. And I know it's a lot to lay on us, but that's what we're supposed to be. And this is important to him. Little illustration. It was 3 weeks ago, I think, that Chris Camp preached in church. It was a wonderful, he did a great job. And, he prepared and prayed. It was just obvious that he had put so much thought and prayer and preparation to it. It was just wonderful. It was a great thing. But it was one of our weird Sundays. And I know that everybody has this, but there's something about living in Central Florida that if you, going to church consistently is a challenge. We have auto racing, motocross racing. We have soccer tournaments, lacrosse tournaments, volleyball tournaments, cheerleading tournaments. We have triathlons. We have musical concerts. We have bands coming through doing special appearances. We have festivals. I mean, I could just go down through the list, and the list would be so long, and we would all nod our heads because we go to a lot of those things, and we like those things. There's some of those bands that when they're in town, it's like, yeah, we're excited. And there's some of those things that we're involved in. It's like, we love those things. And we hate the fact that sometimes they schedule the big race on a Sunday, or they schedule the big whatever so that we have to be out of town. And as a church, I know that being to church every Sunday isn't easy, and sometimes it's impossible. I mean, like our brother Dave there. Dave works out of Philadelphia. And so lots of times he just has no choice. He has to be there for a meeting, and you got to catch the flight when you can catch the flight. And so he'll be in here for the first part of church, and then he disappears. But he's not the only person in our church that has a situation like that. I remember the week that Chris preached. There, I would be willing to say that half of our church was gone on that morning. And it's not because there was a walkout, because Pastor Doug wasn't preaching. We didn't tell anybody, because it's like, let's just have it just be a regular week. It's just stuff came up. You had people with things that came up, but there was lots and lots of people gone. And it was a nice Sunday, but it was a weird Sunday, because there was so many people gone, that church had a weird feeling. You came in and you could say, how was church? And you're not going to say anything about the music or the sermon or anything. You're going to say, it seemed weird because there was a lot of people gone. And I was thinking to myself, if we took and we did the exact same music and Chris preached the exact same sermon and we were all there, everybody would have been, wow, what a great Sunday. What a great sermon. So really, that Sunday wasn't so much affected by what we did for music or what went on with the sermon. It was more affected by that thing that I told you is important to God. It's the whole us thing. This morning as I was praying about things, I was thinking about my lifetime of going to church all the time. To the best of my knowledge, I have only missed church twice in my life. One day, it was because I was in the hospital, and the other day was because I went on vacation with some pastor friends, and they said, oh, you need to really rest. You need to take a day off. I felt guilty the whole time. So I've missed two Sundays in my life. And for the most part, I'm like one of these guys who would show up early and be there working the doors, holding the door for people. And, you know, I've always done something in the church. Even when I was a kid, I did stuff. And one thing I can remember is it was the same way when I was a kid. There would be some Sundays when something would be going on, and it seemed like everybody was there. And there was a certain excitement and energy when we're all there. And then there's the Sundays where it seems like everybody's gone. And so help me, you could have the greatest preacher on earth, or you could have the greatest music ever. And you could say, how was the service? You could be like, it seemed weird because so many people were gone. Now, please understand, I'm not scolding anybody. Oh, I'm not. I'm just talking to you about the way things are. There's something about this that adds to all of our lives. All of our lives are better because of this. It's not just, oh, we come to hear Pastor Doug preach. You can get better preachers on the internet or on TV or on the radio. It's this. It's the fact that we all cared that it's Dave Adams' birthday because we love Dave Adams. It's because we come together and we find out what's going on with Scuddy. And we pray for Scuddy, even though we haven't seen him for a long time. It's because these kids who monkey around on the front pew, and sometimes they gang pray me during prayer time. I'll tell you what it's like being a pastor. You're praying, and you got a kid that's right in front of you. That's exactly what it's like. The last time, Sebastian got right in front of me, and as I'm praying, you know, he's this far away from me. So I got my head bowed, but I can hear him breathing. And he's like, remember to pray for my family. And I'm like, okay. But listen, I know Sebastian's not here this morning, but I care about Sebastian because I feel like Sebastian's like, he's a part of us. You know what I mean? Like, look in the bulletin today, and you get to see Aslan sitting on top of an alligator, right? Now, the only reason that is super cool is because we know Aslan and she's part of us. That's why it's important. In this thing, we love each other. We are all trying to be Christians together. Now, I know the Lord helps us, and I know He's in us, but the Christian life, I mean, dear God, there's 1,000 temptations out there, and we are all in it together. And if somebody struggles, there's a sense in which it affects all of us. And there is a sense in which when I come to church, it is not just a spiritual thing. I look forward to seeing certain people. Well, I look forward to seeing all of you, if you want to know the truth. But it's like, I just feel so joyful. Like, I am preparing my heart that Becca is not going to live right here in Claremont. But that's going to be hard. Now, you don't know that. But, I mean, I grew so close to her. She went up through her teen years that I don't even want to talk about it. No, I get emotional. You know why? Because this is important. And let's look in the scripture. It says, we are being fashioned together. And all those stones, they're part of something that's bigger than themselves as an individual. They're part of something that's important. It's a spiritual house. It says it's a holy priesthood. You see, we go to God with stuff that we know is going on around us. This week, I was at Gatorland, and I was walking along, and I was just thinking about how beautiful things were. And then in my heart, I started thinking about Dave Adams, and I know how much his back has been bothering him. And as I'm walking along, I'm praying for him, and I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking about how much I appreciate him and what he is in our church and in his life. And then I think about prayer requests and needs, and I'm taking those things to God. But you guys are doing that too. You know? You hear about stuff. You're taking it to God, like a holy priesthood. But in the same way, we encourage each other. There's times that Nora will come up to me, and she'll put her arm around me, and she'll say something that is an encouraging thing that the Lord had talked with her about. And I feel like God has helped me through her. And my gosh, I mean, I know that I've been mentioning the Adams a lot, but I know a lot of people that Deb Adams prays for. And I know there are a bunch of you here that you know she prays for you. A holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices to God. Let's look at another one real quick. Look over 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's look at verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. Now, I'm not going to look before that or after. I'm just going to take this one verse and look at it for a minute. Three metaphors there. God's fellow workers. We are working along with the Lord. There are so many things about this world that are totally messed up. And we are working along with the Lord. We are bringing encouragement. We are bringing a kind word. We are bringing wisdom. We are bringing help. We are bringing sanity. You know what I mean? We are God's fellow workers. He's got jobs, and He needs us to work along with Him. He's got people that need help. He needs situations that need to be addressed. And we're like, we work along with Him. Look at the next one, though. We are God's field. This is an exciting one. Let's just imagine if there was some field in town that was dedicated as God's field. You can just imagine. You're going to want to have the best of irrigation, and you're going to want to have the best care of it, because you're going to know that that thing is God's field. You're not going to just not do anything. You're not going to leave garbage on it. You're not going to park broken down cars on it. You're going to want it to be special. And then when I think about it being God's field, I'm thinking about how is God going to make it special? Because when God blesses something, he makes it look good. And it says, we are God's field. Do you know, as you walk with him, God will bless you, not just for you. Sometimes God is blessing you so that you are going to be like a postcard from him to the world. People are like, I see so many people getting divorced and so many marriages are so messed up, but have you seen that one home? Those people are different. They love each other. They're happy. There's peace in that home. There's not fighting and screaming. You know? And what happens? If people sit and think long enough, they're getting pointed to the Lord in the whole thing. We are God's field. And again, we are God's building. Let's look one more. Turn over to Ephesians chapter 2 with me. Ephesians 2, beginning with verse 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people. Fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. I love that. Members of God's household. And I still remember the first time we got to meet Haley. Christian brought her over to the house to meet us, and it happened so fast. She walked in, "Hi, my name's Haley. I'm a hugger." And the next thing you know, we're getting hugged. And it wasn't very long until we figured out that she was somebody very special to Christian. And she became somebody very special to us. And it went a step beyond that. She became a part of us. It was wonderful. I mean, Haley's a part of us. And I still remember. Chris started dating Jenny. And I kind of was a super overprotective father. So anybody who liked Jenny, I didn't like. But Chris was wise. I mean, he went in it respectfully and honorably. And before you know it, we just loved him to pieces. And now he's a part of us. You know, and it says, we are part of God's household. Isn't that exciting? Don't you love that? Being a part, members of God's household. When you're a member of the household, it is not a surprise when you show up for dinner. For there's going to be a place set for you. And you belong. And when there's something special, everybody wants you to be there because you're a part of it. You know, I couldn't imagine doing a holiday or anything like that and not having all my family there. I know it could happen, but I would miss them so. And we're members of God's household. Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as a chief cornerstone, in him the whole building is joined together, and it is Christ that is the one that makes us all together. We are joined together, and we're not just joined together to lay there like a pile, look at that, and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And I'll tell you, we are connected because of the Lord Jesus Christ. But our time together and our love is the pieces going from just being connected to the pieces rising up. The pieces rising up to become a holy temple is us having relationships with one another, us learning to love one another, us learning to work together with one another. And I know that this is always going to be difficult because we don't see eye to eye on every single thing. But in love, we learn to work together. You know, we don't have to agree on politics. We don't have to agree. Well, you do need to agree that the New England Patriots need to win today. We don't need to agree on those things. You know, I mean, we could be a church where one half of you are dressed up like Patriots fans and the other half are dressed up like you're sad and lonely. But we belong together. And this is important. Raised up. How do I say it again? Joined together and rises. Two parts. Joined together and then rises. And rises, I think, is when you got you know more, it's not just you know you're connected with each other, you start acting on it. You start working on those friendships. You start praying for one another. You start getting to know what's going on in each other's life and become a holy temple in the Lord. And I want to tell you, what makes a church great is not the quality of the building, the quality of the preaching, the quality of the music. I can tell you that if we had enough money, we could build a spectacular building, and you could have a screen up here and have piped in a recording of the finest speaker that's ever spoke, and you could pipe in the music from the greatest musicians, and it just wouldn't be it. It's the this. And Nora Barnes told me a story one time. Nora was born in Cuba, grew up in Jamaica. And there was, throughout her life, there had been times when she had had some ministers that she had seen that didn't have much of anything for formal education. And she told me, she goes, "I've heard some real doozy of sermons." So what if you have a minister that might not have much in the way of formal training? Maybe he stumbles over himself theologically. There's something about this that holds that church strong. It's that you get a group of people and they're in the Word and they're loving the Lord and they're connecting to each other and they're trying to help each other and they're committed to each other. I know of some pastorates at some churches where I sort of think the church had to endure some pastors. I hate to say that, but sometimes it's been true. I can think of pastors before who've been in churches and had these nervous breakdowns and didn't resign immediately and stayed in their place for a while. And it's like, what held the church together? It was those relationships. And I think that God blessed the church because of it. So before I finish up this little verse and finish up this message, I want to make sure you get the main point I'm trying to tell you. This is something really important. And it's more important than how well I preach or how well Pastor Scott puts together a music package or how nice the building looks. Those are all important. But if we would neglect this, we don't have anything. And in the scriptures, we're told that this is the thing that is like the spiritual house that the Lord's doing his work through. And so we all need to think as individuals, how do I fit into that? We need to pray for that. You get it? All right, let me wrap it up here. And in him too, you are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. And there's something about that place where the Christians come together and they are committed to each other and they love one another, that God's Spirit is there. And people could come in the door, and what they are going to remember is they're going to remember what they saw in those people. Let's pray. God, help us to become those people. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the lessons that we've learned, and I thank you, Lord, for what we have now. But Lord, we just think about us going into the future. And this morning we had the privilege of dedicating a precious little baby. And Lord, we want that little baby, and we want those crazy kids who sit on the front row to be raised in a place where the people are committed to one another and to you. We want them to be raised in a place where they can see and they can learn from our example that this thing is important and we highly value it and we're willing to do whatever it takes, all for your glory. Thank you, Lord. We pray these things in Christ's name.